Hello and welcome to Tavern Chat, the podcast, the vidcast, the castcast. So, what am I going to talk about today? Well, something I don't want to call it insane, but if you were a New Yorker or somebody lived in northern New Jersey in, I guess, the 70s and 80s, you remember Crazy Eddie. His prices are insane. Well, we have something insane going on in Humble Bundle. And I'm going to go into this just a little bit because I am very surprised. So, Pathfinder 2, second edition Bestiary Humble Bundle. I have a link at the bottom of the screen for those of you playing along at home. 10 cards at dashtavern.games/PF2 will take you to the Humble Bundle link. Percentage of the monies that you spend if you back this bundle will go to support the tavern. Me, but here's the deal. For $5, $5, I'm not kidding you, you get the core rule book in PDF, the character sheet pack, an adventure, some fiction, first two parts of the Extinction Curse, adventure path. That goes for, I think, $16 a piece, each of those parts alone in PDF. two quest anthologies and flip mats. That's for $5. $10, you add in the Pathfinder Bestiary in PDF. Lost Omens World Guide. Listen, if you're looking for a setting, or you're looking to steal crap from a setting, great. Next two parts of the Extinction Curse. More maps. More fiction. I mean... 25 adds in the Pathfinder RPG Game Mastery Guide. My understanding is a lot of that material is kind of system neutral. Lost Omens, as that again, the new setting, Gods and Magic, more fiction, the last two parts of the Adventure Path, more scenarios, more map packs, and at $35, you can get the Pathfinder Bestiary in print, along with everything else. Now, the dinged up, imperfect versions of the printed bestiary are like $37 or so on the Paizo website. So, holy shit. Now, most of you that listen to this podcast are going, well, who gives a flying fig Newton about Pathfinder 2? Even Pathfinder players don't care much about Pathfinder 2, but there's a reason I'm bringing this up. And it's not just the fact that I am going to back this probably for $25, because I don't need a printed copy of the Bestiary. But everything else here, you know what? I can grab a lot of OGL material that I can use, not just in my Swords and Wizardry games, but I can use maybe in future products that are self-publishing, because it'll be OGL stuff that I can certainly yoke. So, why is this important? Pathfinder 2 came out in, I'm going to have to go back to the videotape, which in this case is my videotape, because I made a post about this. So, Pathfinder 2 came out in August of 2019. All right, so that's 21 months ago. Last July, 2020, Paizo had the first Pathfinder 2e Humble Bundle. So they put 2e stuff that wasn't even a year old, maybe not out for free, but damn close to it. And here we are now, May of 2021. We have a second Pathfinder 2e, second edition bestiary version. Now the first Humble Bundle, I believe, allowed you to get the core book for, I don't know, 25 or 35 bucks. Damn close to nothing, right? So, Why are they doing this? Well, if you were making the monies that you needed to make, you wouldn't need to do a desperate cash grab for Humble Bundle, right? I'm not saying that Humble Bundle, well, yeah, I mean, I'm saying Humble Bundle is generally a cash grab, but what you do is you kill your current catalog, right? Anything that's up here right now, anything that was available on the prior Humble Bundle for Pathfinder 2. Nobody's going to pay retail for it, right? Nobody's going to go to Paizo site and go, oh, well, yeah, look, I backed this for $5, and I like those first two parts of the, what is it, the Extinction Curse Adventure Path. So, oh, let me buy them at $16 a pop over at Paizo. No. You have another 20 days left in this shit. You're going to go and go, all right, well, now I'll spend my full I wasted $5. I could have saved $5 if I went in for the full boat at 25. They're going to make short-term cash, but they are killing the tail of Pathfinder 2. Now, I've said this in the past. Why do we even get Pathfinder 2, right? After years of Paizo going, it will not be another edition. Pathfinder is Pathfinder, and Pathfinder is what it is, and we're not going to put out another edition. So why did we ever get Pathfinder 2 in the first place? Well, Starfinder was supposed to be the new cash cow. What happened was Paizo saw that Pathfinder 1 wasn't selling the core books they wanted to sell, and the market was mostly third-party market for Pathfinder material. So Starfinder gives you a new core book, new core books that you can sell your own great new line, and it's going to be awesome and amazing. And Starfinder was barely a blip on the radar, right? People were like, huh? So Starfinder wasn't what it needed to be. So what do they do? All right, well, we're getting our asses trumped by 5th edition. So we got to make Pathfinder a bit more like 5e, therefore 2e. And are there fans of Pathfinder 2e? Certainly there are. However, the complaints I've heard about it from Pathfinder players has generally been, I liked Pathfinder just as it was, and they've 5e'd Pathfinder, and if I wanted to play effing 5e, I'd play effing 5e. So, now we have the second humble bundle for Pathfinder 2e in less than 2 years of the release of the core book. Think about that, folks. Now, for those of you going, oh, but Pathfinder's got legs. Pathfinder is cutting its own legs out from under it. Pathfinder 2e is literally being put on suicide watch by Paizo. So, what can they do to solve this problem? I don't know. This is a cash grab. Okay? Plain, simple. Just looking at how often they are doing these humble bundles for a system that is brand spanking new tells you flat out, cash grab. Why are they doing a cash grab? Apparently because they don't have the market share that they used to have. Remember, before 5e, during the era of 4th edition D&D, Pathfinder was the game system. It was people's D&D. But now people have a playable D&D. They have 5th edition. Therefore, they don't need Pathfinder, right? Pathfinder is going to the wayside. Now, I've discussed this with other friends in the community, some that are publishers, and we are pretty much universal. And the only way Paizo can probably save their ass is to take their, admittedly, and I'm not a big, huge fan of Adventure Pass as for most of my gameplay, but they are very successful, and some of them are extremely well written. Even if I wouldn't run them, I enjoyed reading them. They could convert them to 5th edition. And they would have a cash cow of material that's already written, just has to be converted. That could go on and keep them pumping out material for years. Remember, too, Paizo had the Pathfinder MMO, right? Remember that Kickstarter? And that Kickstarter was just to raise enough money that they could get real funds for it. That is a money pit. Or was a money pit. I don't even think it's still around, but if it is, it ain't doing them any good. Folks, if you want to check out the Pathfinder 2nd Edition Bestiary, tenkars-tavern.games/pf2. PF2. tenkars-tavern.games/pf2. Again, a portion of the sales goes to support the tavern. I appreciate it. I think the material here is good. I don't think it's... I think it's way undervalued, but the secret of Humble Bundle, right, is the numbers. People come in and go, well, maybe I'll use a tenth of this, but at this price, that's a bargain, right? And it certainly is. But it's a bargain that is going to kill the line. Who's going to go and spend any money at Paizo, right? Because you know in 6 to 12 months after something that you looked at went, oh, well, I could get that. But if I wait a year, I can get it for pennies on the dollar at Humble Bundle because Paizo is going to need to do another cash grab. You got to feed the beast. And the beast isn't making the money. Those numbers that we see for the sales ranking and shows D&D 5e, always straight up, number one. And we see things like on Roll20 and Fantasy Grounds, when we see the campaigns, and it's overwhelmingly 5e. And Paizo's game systems, Pathfinder, Pathfinder 2, Starfinder, don't even break like 10% combined of the usage. And people go, well, that doesn't really mean that it's the same thing in stores or when people are playing. It doesn't mean the same. It means a hell of a lot. All right. Those are snapshots that we can look at. And the fact, again, two Humble Bundles for a brand new system, not even 2 years old, in less than 2 years. If you're a Pathfinder 2 fan, good news is you're getting dirt cheap material. Bad news is, I don't think Pathfinder 2 is going to be long for this world. Now, maybe we'll get Pathfinder 3rd edition, which will be, I'm not even going to fucking speculate. I'm sorry. It's a joke. I don't see a Pathfinder 3rd edition. You know, maybe they'll put more effort into Starfinder. No, I don't see that either because that's a money-losing proposition. So I don't know. Again, making 5th edition material is probably their way out of this. But isn't that how Paizo started, right? They were making 3rd edition material. So they go to 5th edition. It's just a natural progression of the times. All right, folks. Appreciate it. Thank you for subscribing. If you like what you see here, you like what you're hearing, please hit that subscribe bell notification. But hit subscribe, like this, comment, all that crap. We are still in the midst of the world of COVID. I am immunized. That was a personal choice. I have comorbidities at the wazoo. You have to make those choices for yourself. But I will say this. Please use your common sense. Keep yourself, your loved ones, your family, your friends, your community healthy and safe. Be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice. Roll them well. And tomorrow I will be back with Glenn Hallstrom, Dungeons, Dragons, and Discourse, 8 p.m. Eastern on this very channel, youtube.com/10cardstavern. All right, folks. Thank you. Hello and welcome to Tavern Chat. So I thought today, being that it's my 1 year anniversary, getting 3 stents in my heart, I talk about all things, alcohol at the gaming table. And why is that? Why am I talking alcohol at the gaming table? Because let's be honest, when I was younger, my VR hair was going crazy. When I was younger, I had a strict rule. This is when I was in my upper teens, young 20s. I guess my first generation of gaming before I stepped away for a number of years. This was until, I guess, like 97. No alcohol at the gaming table. Strict rule. And why was that? Because we were a bunch of assholes. I mean, to be honest with you, we were. And I don't think that we could handle the enhancement of alcohol in our thinking abilities and our ability to control ourselves in that situation. It would have been an unimaginable mess. Now, every year this time of the year, I get together with my old gaming group, my gaming group from high school, college. We get together in memory of one of our friends that we lost on 9/11. And we didn't do it last year, needless to say. But we do it on a yearly basis, usually around June. And drinking is certainly part of the ritual. But we don't game. So now, here I am. I'm talking to you. I poured myself a... Let's see if this glass comes out. Glass of wine. Yes, I know. I committed a sin. I put ice cubes in my wine. I like my wine chilled. Didn't have a chance to chill this. And by the way, this is not a sponsored episode, but I'm going to show you the wine I have. The wine I have is Pure. So Pure is interesting because a 5-ounce glass, and this is probably around an 8-ounce glass, judging by the fact that I had 2 glasses last night, and this third glass finished off this bottle, has 0 carbs, 0 sugars. So if you're somebody like me who has to watch your carb intake because you're a type 2 diabetic or you're a type 1 diabetic, Pure is not a bad choice for wines. It comes in red, it comes in white. I just generally prefer red wine. So, but again, the cons that, especially, it's a maturity level thing. I'm not saying that even though I'm 53 now, I've necessarily matured. I don't really know who would say that I am mature. But I don't have an issue with people drinking at my game table or even me drinking at the game table. I've played in games at the cons where, it's got to be 12 o'clock somewhere, right? We got a 10 o'clock game, we got some wine on the table. Hey, it's all good, right? It's okay, again, at this point, with the extra maturity in moderation. Unless, of course, you're playing a game like, I would say, Paranoia, where I think that alcohol would probably enhance the game. Especially since nobody would want to make bathroom trips for fear of notes being passed back and forth by the players when you're not there to observe the notes being passed back and forth by other players. So, yeah, that would, oof, God, that could be dangerous. And I've played, I should bring this to North Texas. I have to remember this year. Drinking Quest is a great game to play as a casual drinking shot game, fantasy, not really role play, but it can be done. But drinking is a social activity. Gaming is a social activity. Now, can you game solo? Sure. Is it as satisfying? No. Can you drink solo? I'm actually drinking with you all right now. So you're the people I'm sharing this with. But can you drink solo? Sure. But is that satisfying? No. No. It's a social activity. A little alcohol and a game session can mix very well. I wouldn't be doing shots, personally. You're not looking to game and get wrecked. That's not the point of having alcohol at your game. Your point to having alcohol at your game, if you're going to have it, besides the socialization aspect, is to relax people. All right? It's to get the people that maybe are a bit more introverted, a little bit more outroverted. But you don't want to kick it up to that notch where shit comes tumbling down. You don't want to be like the John Cougar Mellencamp song, right? When the walls come crumbling down. You don't want that. And too much alcohol at your game table is going to cause that. It's going to cause issues. Again, I said too much. Now, what is too much? I would say you have a glass of wine every hour or two, and a 4-hour session, you're going to be fine. If you're drinking a beer every time the dice come back to your hand for you to roll in combat, you might be just going just a bit too far and a bit too fast. Your bladder will probably betray you first anyway. So now, why am I bringing this up today? Because I think it's kind of interesting. It's kind of exciting, actually, that we are going to have the proprietor of the game hall. Now, we think of game hall, we think of the convention, right? We think of, and it is. Game hall, though, is actually based upon Alex Kammer's bar, his pub. It's the game hall. And I have yet to be there one day. But Alex is going to be joining myself and Bad Mike tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern. Looking at my watch, I get this date right. May 19th, 2021. Join us. Subscribe to the channel so you don't miss your notifications. Alex is going to be an amazing guest. I've known Alex for years. I've spoken with him. He's not just very knowledgeable about gaming. He's not just a very talented individual. He's a talented lawyer, but he's also a talented adventure writer. He's a good businessman, right? Not only is he running his law firm and he owns a gaming pub and a self-publishing company and runs a convention, right? But he finds time to not just be part of this community, but to know the history of gaming, to be one of the people in our community that goes through great lengths to secure rare items for posterity's sake, for things that we will be able to see at a future time. So Alex is one of the main collectors of rare and unusual gaming material. So it's going to be an interesting episode. It's going to be a really nice chat. I hope you all, I hope you all join us. I hope you participate in the chat, the live chat. Ask Alex a few questions. Can't guarantee you he'll answer them all, but hey, it's going to be a good time. And if you're going to North Texas, I believe Alex will be a guest at North Texas. He usually is there, unless the tail end of the pandemic is keeping that from happening. Who knows? I know that starting tomorrow, New York State is lifting its mask mandate for vaccinated people everywhere but pretty much mass transit. So I don't have to go through the motions of putting on my mask when I enter my pub to take it off the moment I sit at a seat as I wait my beer. That's a good thing. I'll put that into practice tomorrow. All right, folks. On that note, not a professional in the healthcare profession. However, I will ask you to use your common sense to keep yourself, your family, your friends, your loved ones healthy and safe. Be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. Knock on wood. I will be back again tomorrow with my usual co-host on Wednesday nights, Bad Mike of North Texas RPG Con, and Alex Kammer, Game Hole. Look forward to seeing you all tomorrow night. All right, folks, on that note, I am out of here.